Well, my name is Miles Fidel, and I want to say a huge welcome to all of you who are joining us for church at home. At Auburn Community Church, we began as a church without walls, and that vision continually reminds us that the church is not about a building or a central meeting location. The church is people coming together to lift up the name of Jesus and living in loving community with one another. And so, if you are hearing my voice right now, you are actually at church. And our hope for these moments called church at home is that you are able to gather with your family or your community group or your people and sit under teaching from the Word of God and experience God in a different, unique context. And this church at home is going to be a special one for us as a church, because in the past, we've talked about reading God's word together. We've talked about prayer and the spiritual discipline of listening to God as we talk to Him in conversations. But this church at home is especially significant because we are going to be calling our church into a season of fasting. Now stop right there. If I just said that and you are panicking and thinking about clicking off of this video, please do not panic and do not think that we've gone crazy and that this is just something that the spiritually elite people do. There is a very real discipline in Scripture called fasting that we're going to address today. And we're not just going to address it for you as individuals, but we're going to call our entire faith family to join together in the month of June for a church-wide fast. And the reason we are doing this over a video is because we realize that many of you are all over the country and all over the world right now. And we want to call our extended church family all over the country and all over the world to join together in a church-wide fast, calling on God to reveal more of His presence to us and experience new levels of intimacy with God. And so if you're with your community group right now, if you're with your family right now, go ahead and look at the person next to you and say, "Welcome to church. Welcome to church. You are at church at home." And if you are tuning into this video all by yourself, we believe that is totally fine and you are going to benefit through what God is going to teach us through His word today. So here we go, church at home, buckle your seatbelts. We are going to talk about fasting. Now, when I say fasting, that is something that many different things might come to your mind, including the popular practice of not eating food for the physical benefit of losing weight. Our culture right now is championing things like intermittent fasting and fasting along with your workouts to get beach ready for this summer. Let me just say, that is not what we are talking about in church at home today. When we talk about fasting, we are specifically talking about abstaining from food with a spiritual goal in mind. If you need a definition for what is fasting, it is the abstinence from food with a spiritual goal in mind. And we believe that something special is going to happen in the life of our church when we each individually join into what it would look like for us to step away from food and into the presence of God. Now, the reason why we're going to do this is because I believe fasting is something that unveils the power in the presence of God that is so ignored by so many Christians. I think the assumption is that maybe a preacher or a spiritual expert in a monastery needs to fast so that they can seek God, when in reality, this is one of the most basic teachings of Jesus that He assumed His followers were going to do. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and hold it up right where you are right now. If you're in a room full of people, show it off, show them that leather, show them that you got your name stitched onto it. If you're all by yourself, just hold it up, unashamed. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. I want to show you something from Jesus' most famous sermon, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus talked about a variety of topics in the Christian life. He talked about forgiveness. He talked about the church. He talked about purity. He talked about generosity. He talked about prayer. It is an all-encompassing sermon that addresses almost every area of the Christian life. And he includes fasting. And I want you to see his language when he talks about fasting. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. He says this, "When you fast." Go ahead and circle that word, "when you fast," if you have your Bible in front of you right now. It's not if you fast. Jesus says when you fast, because it is assumed that the spiritual discipline of pursuing God through abstaining from food would be a part of the life of every single believer. "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." So Jesus assumes that fasting is going to be the practice of his followers. And he gives specific direction that when you do this, the point of it is not to show off your righteousness for other people. It's not to go, "Oh my gosh, I'm literally so spiritual that I'm willing to go without food for a season. Look at me, Instagram story, not eating, super hungry. God's awesome." Please do not do that. Jesus is saying, when you're fasting, the point is your personal pursuit of your heavenly Father and experiencing more of him. And the reason why we would do something like this, I believe, is found in the next few verses that when you look at your Bible, you're going to see probably a title that says "Treasures in Heaven." And you think that Jesus is changing the subject here, but I believe what he says next is very, very, very closely related to what we just read. Here's what he says in verse 19. He says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal." Watch this. "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Now, these verses do apply to generosity and finances, but I believe they also apply to our own pursuit of God as the treasure of our hearts. And when Jesus says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also," that is going to be our motivation as a church for going into a season of fasting. Because here's the reality. There is no treasure in the universe of higher value than personal intimacy with Jesus. I'm going to say that again. There is no treasure in the universe of higher value than personal intimacy with Jesus. If it is very confusing to you why in the world we would spend a season as a church taking a break from food to pursue God, it is this. We believe God reveals more of his presence to people who are willing to pay the price to know him better. Now, we are not saying that God reveals more of himself to people who are willing to somehow earn it or obey God enough or do the spiritual discipline of fasting so God will give a specific result. No, no, no. That's a transaction. God is a relational heavenly Father who pursues us, who has removed the gap between us and him by sending Jesus to die for our sins, to be raised from the dead so that we can spend eternity with our heavenly Father and be filled with the Spirit of God now. That is in no way earned by us, pursued by us, or even participated in by us. All we simply do is trust in Jesus by grace through faith. Jesus paid it all. It was finished on the cross. It is finished on the cross. Praise God. But a relationship with God from that point is dependent on surrender. And you and I demonstrating surrender looks like a very real act of the will to lay down what we want and to lay down what we would prefer and say, God, you are infinitely valuable to me. So it makes sense for a relational heavenly father to reveal more of himself the more we are willing to pursue him. And here's what you'll find when you read the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelation, you're going to read a consistent theme of God revealing special levels of his presence when people are praying and fasting. Like there's moments in the scriptures where Jesus talks about the miraculous and he talks about the power of God. And he says things like, well, this can only happen through prayer and fasting. That the combination of talking to God and abstaining from food for the pursuit of God reveals a level of the presence of God that's so far beyond what we're used to. For example, when Moses receives the Ten Commandments and he receives the law, it says he went 40 days without food. And then on top of that, we read Jesus right before the very sermon that we're reading had 40 days of fasting in the wilderness. That's not because Jesus needed to earn his Father's approval. That is because there are special levels of the presence of God that are sent out when the people of God are calling on their heavenly Father in the context of prayer and fasting. And you read all the way throughout the scriptures and you see God does this over and over and over again. The reason why we are choosing this season to pray and fast as a church is because over the course of 5 years, we've seen God do some amazing things in the life of ACC. We've seen God reach people miraculously, and we've been a part of a move of God in Auburn, Alabama. But there has never been a time where our church has been making more decisions that are going to impact the decades to come for ACC like this one. Many of you know that we have purchased property in the hopes of building a home for Auburn Community Church off Hamilton Road. And that's a big deal. That's going to be a space where thousands of people get to encounter God on a weekly basis. And that's also a huge undertaking for our leadership to make decisions about what's right for us and what's not. And so we want to pray and fast together for God's provision and for God to guide our steps and lead the way. But this is not just a season of prayer and fasting, asking God to provide our needs physically. This is a season of prayer and fasting, asking the Spirit of God to move through ACC and give revival in our day. That's what we're leaning in for. And we believe when individuals are pursuing God on their own through prayer and fasting, we're going to experience new levels of the presence of God together. And I cannot wait to see how God uses this time. So we felt like going into the summer where people are all over the place, what if people were unified in a vision for fasting? And I'm going to explain very specifically what this looks like. Over the next few minutes, I hope to give you a framework for how you can participate, how your family can participate right where you are. If you need more information on why we are doing this and what's the biblical precedent for this, go to our podcast and listen to the sermon from last Sunday titled Simple Pursuit. It is all about how and why we pursue God through prayer and fasting. But today, in typical church at home style, we are going to have a four-letter acronym. And get ready for this. You're not even ready for this. You don't even see it coming. That four-letter acronym is going to spell FAST. F-A-S-T, FAST. Auburn FAST. Come on, somebody. So let's start with the F, and I hope that through these four letters, you are able to get an understanding for how you can jump in and participate with us. The F is going to stand for Feast on God's Presence. Feast on God's Presence. My hope is that you understand that fasting is more about feasting on the presence of God than it is about taking time away from food. Fasting is not about the discipline of just, I'm not going to eat and I'm going to go without food and I'm going to show God how spiritual I am and this is going to be like a really, really, really close season with God. No. It's not about necessarily what you're putting away. It's about what you're substituting in place of what you're putting away. And so when we talk about fasting, we don't get all upset and go, oh man, that's going to be miserable. We get pumped up because we know God is going to reveal more of himself to people who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness. And for people who are going, you know what? I'm willing to go without food spiritually because I want to give myself over and surrender to God. And so what you need to know is that more than this season is about how we're going to go without food, it's about what are you replacing food with. And if you're listening and maybe you can't participate through fasting from food, maybe you're in a season where that's not healthy for you medically, I totally understand. You're going to go without something that you would normally have a part of your daily life and replace it with devotion to God. And so we're going to feast on the presence of God. What does that mean? That means instead of meals, we're going to have meals spiritually. Jesus said after he fasted from 40 days, he quoted the book of Deuteronomy that says, man does not live on bread alone, but from every word that comes from the mouth of the Father. So instead of indulging in food, we're going to indulge on the scriptures. I promise you, when you take a season of time away from something that's normally daily a part of your life and you replace it with the word of God, things that seemed like they were never going to make sense and never apply to your life will start to jump off the pages of this book and speak to you on a level they never have before. And honestly, I can't get that across to you with enough passion until you try it. I've experienced it in my own life for myself, and it is amazing how when you put something away to feast on the presence of God, it is amazing how clearly God's voice speaks to you. So I believe it's key to fast in seasons where you feel like the voice of God has been distant. Maybe you feel like you're in a dry season spiritually. What better move to make than to fast from something so that you can show God, this is how thirsty I am for you to move in my life. Not that you're proving anything to God, but that you're actively surrendering. So number one, we're going to feast on the presence of God. That means that you're going to substitute normal times for meals with the presence of God. That means that when you feel that hunger pang in your stomach and you go, oh, I really want food right now. I'd really love pasta right now. That's going to happen to me probably several times over the course of the month of June. And you feel that normal time where your brain would go, now we're going to go get food. Then you activate your prayer life and you say, God, more than I want food, I want your presence to fill my life. I want to feast on who you are. And you replace times of eating with times of reading the word of God and times of prayer. Speaking of prayer, that's going to fit into the A. So we got the F, feast on God's presence. The A stands for ask in prayer. Ask in prayer. This is huge. Fasting is the abstinence from food with a spiritual goal in mind. When you prepare for your fast, I want you to pick 3 to 5 areas in your life personally that you want to go before the Lord about. This is huge. We don't just fast in a general sense of, man, I just haven't been feeling God lately and I want more of him, so I'm going to fast. No. Make it specific. God is relational. He wants to speak to you about specific areas of your life. Maybe it's about one of your kids that you just want to go before the Lord and pray that God would give them direction and clarity for the future. Maybe you're in a season of uncertainty about which road to take or maybe which city to move to or which job to say yes or no to. Fasting is a huge step of inquiring of the Lord, not just to get an answer from him, but to draw near to him and show him, more than I want an answer, I want your presence. And so when I say ask in prayer, what I mean is I want you to make a specific list of things that you are praying toward in your life personally. Now, on top of that, we are going to be providing a prayer guide for our church family. We'll either give that to you at church if you're here on a Sunday, or you can download that online. And you are going to participate in some of the same things that other people around the world are praying toward for Auburn Community Church. Think about how powerful this is going to be. There are going to be prayers coming in from people who are calling on God and fasting from food in the same direction as a church corporately. I get goosebumps thinking about what God is going to do in the months and years to come because of this one season of praying and fasting. And the last thing I want to say about this point is that most of the time, you're going to fast and you're going to pray about a specific area of your life, and you're not going to sense anything from God during the time that you're fasting. Now, this doesn't happen for everybody, but for most of us, we're going to go before the Lord about one area of life, and you're going to finish your fast and go, I guess that didn't work for me. Maybe I did it wrong. Maybe I snuck in a Dorito here or there. I don't know why you sneak in a Dorito. They're disgusting. But maybe you thought like, did I miss something? Here's what I've seen in my life. Seasons of fasting are seasons of sowing into your life spiritually, where you are going to yield the results of that season for months and years to come. I can remember a fast that I was a part of a couple years ago where I got to the end of the season of fasting and thought God did not do any of the things I was asking him about. And literally within 6 months, to a T, the very thing I asked God for, every single one of those things were given to me, including our firstborn daughter. And I'm so grateful that I actually took the time to go before the Lord and include him in that process of our family's decisions. So ask in prayer. I want you to include the corporate list of what we're praying for as a church with your personal list of what you are pursuing God and inquiring of him about. So the F, we're going to feast on God's presence. We're not making this about time away from food or time away from social media, even though that's a part of it. It's more about feasting on the presence of God. We're going to ask in prayer. We're going to make a clear list of what we are going before the Lord about. Now the S is the most practical piece of it, and the one you really need to lean in and listen closely. The S stands for set the parameters. Set the parameters. This is huge. If you go into a fast and you're kind of like, well, I might go without food, but then if that gets too hard, I might go without social media or go without this one food. Listen, you want to fully and completely set the parameters of what you are fasting from, how long you're going to do it, how you're going to go about it, and schedule out your time beforehand. This is where we want to make this as clear and accessible as we possibly can for the most amount of people. During the month of June, we're going to invite our church family to fast on weekdays from Monday to Friday. Now, June has 4 weeks that are bookended by weekends, and we love that because when we come together on weekends, it's kind of the culmination of what God did during the week. So if you want to fast for just 1 week, maybe the month of June is crazy for you and you got a wedding here, a trip here, and fasting doesn't really fit into what you have planned to do, no problem at all. Maybe you want to participate for 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. Maybe you want to do all 4 weeks. The idea is that on Mondays through Fridays, we have a group of people connected to Auburn Community Church who are praying and fasting together. Now, with that in mind, here's the structure for how we want to invite every single one of you to go about this in your own life. We believe that there are different levels of intensity that come with fasting. Some of you are ready for a full-on, full-out, juice-only or water-only fast, and that's great. But most of you who are within the sound of my voice right now have never fasted before in your life. And that is okay, but that's also part of the reason why we're doing this, because there's so much more that God wants to reveal to us if we're just willing to surrender and pursue him. And so we want to make this accessible for you if you've never fasted before. So kind of a base level fast is that on a given week, you would fast from one meal. Maybe it's a lunch, maybe it's a breakfast, where you intentionally take that time, instead of eating, to pray and read the Word of God and listen to worship music and get yourself in the presence of God. Now, we all skip meals all the time for varying levels of busyness. That's not fasting. Fasting is when you intentionally say, I'm not going to eat during this meal, and I'm going to replace it with specific time in the presence of God. And a baseline level would be take one meal per week, or one meal during 1 week, and get yourself in the presence of God and pursue intimacy with your Savior. The next option would be fasting one meal a day on weekdays. Maybe instead of taking a lunch break and going out to a restaurant or getting your food out in your office, maybe you get your Bible out and pursue God at that exact same time every single day. It's one meal per day. Another option would be to only eat one meal per day. And I've been in contact with people who have done this fast and experienced so many benefits of going after God in that context. Another option would be only drinking liquids, maybe juices and smoothies during the week, and replacing all of those meal times with a pursuit of God. And then if you want to go full Jesus fast and only drink water during the week, you go right ahead and do that. The important thing that I need everyone to understand about this is that it's not about the level of intensity that you go about with this fast. It's about having an available heart to pursue God with more passion and with more surrender. And if one of those options doesn't work for you and you want to create your own, that's great. Just set those parameters very, very, very clearly. If you're not going to be fasting from food, maybe it's a social media fast or a technology fast in general. Set those parameters very, very clearly and commit that to the Lord. Maybe communicate those parameters with one other person so they can hold you accountable through the process. If you have any questions about what this would look like or want direction from our church leadership, please reach out through our website. We do not want people confused about what we're doing or why we are doing this, but clearly set the parameters. And for 4 weeks in the month of June, on weekdays, we are going to pray and fast as a church family. And on top of that, if you are in Auburn during those weeks, we are going to be gathering on Thursday nights to pray together. Now, unfortunately, given that a lot of us are fasting, there's not going to be food at that gathering, but we are going to get together. You'll receive more information about locations and times on Thursday nights to go before the Lord as one body together. But then when we come together at church on Sunday, the theme is not going to be fasting. In fact, we're not going to be talking much about the fast that we're doing with one another while it's going on. This is kind of an understood thing that we're doing this as a church, and we're moving forward and we're praying with one another. But when you come to church on Sunday, you're not going to feel left out if you're not a part of the fast. It's not a fasting party. And that's part of the reason why we're not including the weekends in with the fast, because we don't want that to be the point of our gatherings on Sunday. So we'll come together on Sundays and then go right back into another week of prayer and fasting the following Monday. So let's recap and make sure we are all on the same page. F, feast on God's presence. Fasting on food equals feasting on God. We're going to draw near to God and substitute normal times for meals with times of devotion and prayer and praise to God. A, ask in prayer. Pick specific areas of your life that you want to go before the Lord about. S, set the parameters. Make sure you are really specific with what you're fasting from, how long you're fasting for, and have people holding you accountable in the process. And then T, tell your people. Tell your people. Now, this one might throw you off a little bit, but it is important to say that fasting is something that God intends for us to share with our community. Now, when I was growing up and I heard about fasting, I heard, when you're fasting, don't tell anybody. Nobody needs to know about this. Nobody needs to know about what happens between you and God. Jesus said you won't receive a reward. It's the very scriptures that I read earlier. So when I would fast, I got really uncomfortable even talking about it with other people. What I didn't realize is that Jesus isn't saying don't talk about fasting. Jesus is saying don't do fasting as a public display of your own righteousness. And so the last challenge for this is going to be, once you have completed your fast, talk about it. Tell people around you what God did in and through your life. As the story unfolds over time, tell people about how faithful God is. Encourage other believers to do the same thing. If that makes you a little bit uncomfortable and you're like, oh, I don't know about that, talking to other people, think about this. How do the disciples know about Jesus's 40-day fast? Like, why is it covered in the scriptures? You ready for this? This is going to blow your mind. Because he told them about it. Fasting is not meant to be done in secret to a level that you just never speak about it and pretend like it's not even real. Fasting is just meant to be a special time of pursuit between you and God, where you're not making your righteousness a show in front of other people, where you're not publicly going, look at me and how spiritual I am. But when you finish your fast, I want you to tell the story of what God did. And I'll promise you this, at Auburn Community Church, when we see for decades to come the miraculous hand of God on the life of our church, you know what we're going to do? We're going to point people back to June 2019 and say, our church got on our faces before the Lord, and we took time away from food to get our hearts and our leadership and our people surrendered to God, and God moved in a special way. We're going to tell that story, and you know what's going to happen? God's going to get glory. Fasting is not about us showing off how spiritual we are. It's about God showing off how real He is. And the God of the universe will never be more physically real to you. I truly believe this. This is why fasting is physical. The God of the universe will never be more physically real to you than when you physically set aside food for the sustenance of the Word of God to come and fill you. So we're going to fast. We're going to feast on God's presence. We're going to ask in prayer. We're going to set the parameters, and we're going to tell our people. And church, I believe God's going to do something special through this season. Once again, if you have questions about what this looks like, please reach out to our church leadership. If you're going to be participating from far away, we want to know about that. Let us know that, hey, I'm in from Washington, D.C. I'm in from all the way over here in Dallas, Texas. I'm in during my summer internship over here in Charlotte. Wherever you are, we want to know that we are praying and fasting together as one body of believers and experiencing more of God. And so this is the part of church at home where if you're by yourself, you go ahead and get before the Lord and go through the FAST and create a plan. But in your community groups, I want you all to take a time to share what you are thinking right now. Like if some of you are like, I'm totally weirded out. Like, this is strange. Why would we take time away from food? I don't really know what to think about this. Some of you need to share with your community group stories of how you have fasted in the past and seen God's hand move in your life in a special way. I don't know what that looks like for you, but I would love it if the community groups and the families watching this didn't just turn this video off and move on to what is next. Like, that was weird. He's talking about fasting. We'll just go back in July. Let's tune in as a church together and do life with one another. Let me pray for you as we close out this portion of church at home. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would move at Auburn Community Church in such a special way during this season of prayer and fasting. I pray that when we individually go before you for specific needs in our lives and our families, that you would pour out your Holy Spirit in ways that we've never sensed before. I pray just for our country and for our state and for our community that you would be doing bigger things than just moving at Auburn Community Church, but you would be using our prayers to reshape what you're doing in this generation, God. And God, I pray specifically for the future decades and seasons that our church is stepping into, that you would use this time period as an anchor for us to remember that you're with us and remember that we are surrendered to you. We love you, Lord. We give you this time. We give you our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.